Petersburg finalized this year's list of major construction project priorities earlier this fall and submitted that needs list to the state. At number one, a $10 million renovation of the police station and borough office building. The borough already has received over half that amount from the state and is hoping for more this upcoming legislative session. Supporters of other projects on the long list are also hoping for grant money from the state. Kimberly Kilkenny, president of the Petersburg Children's Center, made her case for a $300,000 expansion of the Children's Center. Kilkenny told the borough assembly that the facility has had a wait list for several years.
This project would actually increase it so that we can take 20 more kids into our facility, which is a very needed service in our community if we want new families to move here or to continue to work here.
The Children's Center project and many of the others on Petersburg's priority list have yet to secure any borough or state grant money. However, assembly members are talking about changing the way they approach public construction needs. Assemblymember John Haverlick wanted to set aside 3-5% of the borough's general fund budget each year for capital projects.
But at least if we have that money in property development or wherever, we'll have that to respond to the legislature. And even if they give us nothing, we're still putting aside funds for doing that number one priority. I'm not saying change the priorities or anything like that. I'm just saying be ready to pay for it ourselves, and if the legislature gives us something, be ready to match it or be able to do it.
The local government may have some money to set aside this year in a property development fund that's normally used for land purchases or improvements. Finance Director Jody Tao reported the borough has a revenue surplus of about $900,000 from the fiscal year that ended in June. $300,000 of that surplus is from increased sales tax revenue, along with an increase in state revenue sharing payments to the new borough government. However, $600,000 of the surplus is a one-time thing, according to Tao, and it stems from the timing of a payment in lieu of taxes funding from the federal government. That's money that's paid to Petersburg because of federal land in the area that is not taxed. Because of the creation of the new borough and the way the money is doled out, Petersburg received 2 years of the federal payments in the same fiscal year. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht cautioned that putting aside borough revenue each year would have some impact on services that the borough offers.
We'll have to decide, and I'm not saying $900,000 of the services, but, you know, we'll have to go into this saying, you know what, we still have to have that contingency money there for a boiler going bad or something. And now we're going to have to turn around and find a way to account for more savings.
Governor Bill Walker will be sworn in Monday, December 1st, and has until the middle of that month to draft his proposed operating and capital budgets. Because of the falling price of oil, the state is facing budget deficits, and Walker promised during his campaign to make cuts to capital budget spending. Mayor Mark Jensen, who participated in the Walker Transition Conference in Anchorage over the weekend, did not sound confident about state funding for Petersburg projects.
Our list has been formed and prioritized and it's been sent in, so it'll be kind of hard to change it now in my mind. And the governor has 2 weeks to come up with his operating budget, and you know, it's probably going to be pretty grim. So I don't think we're going to get anything from that.
Typically, communities rely on state legislators to add in project funding during the capital budget process. Petersburg's assembly approved a new year-long contract for the borough lobbyist in Juneau. Ray Matuszewski will get paid $42,000 in the upcoming year to seek funding for projects and keep the borough appraised of important issues. And the assembly also agreed to continue their discussion about setting money aside for projects. That will be at their next meeting. And by the way, both meetings in December were moved back a week because of this month's late meeting. The next borough assembly meetings are December 8th at noon and December 22nd at 7 p.m. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.